We titled our project Capturing Our Stories. It consisted of a series of workshops held at the SFU Woodwards building in August. There were four instructors, Nawar, Migo, Sarah, and myself, and eight kids between the ages of 6 and 12 that participated in the photography workshops. And it was all supported by SFU's VANCE, Office of Community Engagement, and the Moving Ahead program that's part of the Social Service Agency Success, which is basically a program that su provides support to immigrants and refugee families. In terms of the conception of the project, it all started really organically. I had met Nawar earlier in the summer, and I was really inspired by our conversations about his photography, and the impact that photography can have on changing narratives, countering images of devastation and lifelessness that were circulating in the social media since the invasion and the occupation of Iraq. And so there was something just really attractive to me about the simplicity of such a simple tool and its ability to make a profound difference in shifting perceptions. So thinking about connecting this to my experience in Vancouver, one of the most sort of hot topic at the time that I was in Vancouver was sort of the mainstream interest in refugee lives that came with a long list of prescribed fantasies about their experiences. So this is sort of where the idea came from of sort of creating a space where kids have agency to actualize their imagination on their own terms and talk about their stories and their experiences the way they want to do it and sort of prioritize the things that are important to them. So after that, I mean, it's mostly sort of the practical putting together the workshops and structuring the whole program. And I'm really lucky to have just amazing artistic people around me, Noir, Sara, Migo. We bounced ideas off of each other and we talked, and the program, the ideas were developed. And of course, there's many hours of sort of working behind a computer, sending out emails and figuring out, workshop times and logistics and all that stuff. There's definitely a lot of luck involved, I think, not only because I'm lucky to know amazing people in my life, but the way the program got funded is basically I was having dinner with a friend and I was talking to her about, this idea that I had and what I wanted to do, and she said, "Well, why don't you come and propose it to the SFU VANCE Office of Community Engagement where she works?" And I thought, really, it could be that simple. And I went in 2 days later, and just by myself in a meeting room with the program director, Jahal, and it took like 15 minutes. I basically talked about my idea, and he said, "Yeah, you got the money." And I couldn't believe that it was, so easy. That's why I would say to anyone who's sort of thinking about any small scale, even a big scale project, but definitely for, small scale project, is just trust yourself when you have an idea. Just go for it. Focus on things that are deeply meaningful, even if they're small. So I think one of the fears and anxieties that I had before I proposed the project and it got accepted is, I thought, I don't know how this could be significant enough. And I always had this imaginary standard of what is good enough. But you realize that actually these projects, they grow on their own. So you don't have to start with a, huge idea. You can start with a small thing and you have to go for it, and it grows. As long as you keep refining your idea, being critical, and moving forward. And for that, obviously, you need to surround yourself by people who have similar values to you, people who will help you nurture your ideas and your project. In the end, it becomes a personal journey. In the beginning, you're motivated to do this kind of work to respond to the outside world. And I think, initially, Nawar and I, that's sort of what motivated us. But after a while, it becomes a much more complicated process, like a journey towards understanding yourself. It's impossible to say that I only organized the readings of the Iraqi literature to confront an audience. That was something I organized earlier in the year. I was definitely confronting my own anxieties that became central to that project. And similarly with these workshops, the motivation was in the same way, about recreating moments that were formative for building my own confidence, realizing myself as a whole person. And it means different things for different people who are involved, for the different instructors and for the different kids. And that's what's so wonderful about it. I was often asked, how do you think this impacted the kids? And I never wanted to answer that question. I never felt like I could answer that question. The whole point of doing this workshop, these workshops, this project is to, tell these kids and tell the world that keeps imposing things on them that they can, they can speak for themselves in whatever language, in whatever simple or complicated, in alignment with sort of main or mainstream stories that we hear, or not in alignment with those. And at the end of the day, it was about sort of developing connections with other human beings, growing, learning from each other, and enjoying the moment we were in. It's something that I'm very proud of, for sure.